Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A massive investment of 4,200 crore to establish a 6.5 gigawatt solar ingot wafer manufacturing facility in Andhra Pradesh is set to change India's solar manufacturing landscape. What makes this significant is that Renew Energy Global PLC is behind this project, which is expected to be commissioned within 24 months and create over 2,100 jobs, making it one of India's largest upstream solar manufacturing investments. But why does this matter? The answer lies in India's historical weakness in the upstream segment of solar manufacturing, which includes ingots, wafers, and polysilicon. First, let's understand how solar panels are made. The process starts with polysilicon, which is then crystallized to form ingots, followed by the creation of wafers, solar cells, and finally, solar modules or panels. Crucially, India has been heavily dependent on imports, especially from China, for its solar modules, with 80-90% of solar modules being imported. It is worth pausing here to note that the Production Linked Incentive, or PLI, scheme launched by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy in 2022 aims to change this by promoting domestic manufacturing, especially in cells and modules. And here is something that surprises many students: the PLI scheme has a budget outlay of approximately 24,000 crore and targets integrated solar PV manufacturing, from polysilicon to module. Now, let us turn to the company behind this significant investment. Renew Energy is the company that is setting up this 6.5 gigawatt solar ingot wafer manufacturing facility in Ankapalli district, near Visakhapatnam, in Andhra Pradesh. The location is significant because it addresses the upstream gap in India's solar manufacturing capabilities. Moving on to what this means for India's strategic position, the country's goal is to localize at least the downstream segment, which includes cells and modules, and progressively move towards localizing the upstream segment, which includes ingots and wafers. Renew's facility directly reduces dependence on Chinese wafers, which is a significant step towards achieving this goal. Now, let us look at the broader context of India's solar targets. The country aims to achieve 280 gigawatts or more of solar power by 2030. But what does this mean for India's clean energy ecosystem? The answer lies in the fact that India is pushing for a significant increase in its renewable energy capacity, and solar power is a crucial component of this push. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of this development for India's energy transition. The country is moving towards a cleaner energy mix, and solar power is expected to play a significant role in this transition. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that a cleaner energy mix is essential for reducing India's dependence on fossil fuels and mitigating the impact of climate change. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number, 6.5 gigawatts. Which is the capacity of the solar ingot wafer manufacturing facility being set up by Renew Energy. Note this carefully: the PLI scheme is a critical component of India's solar manufacturing push, and it has a budget outlay of approximately 24,000 crore. This is a favorite prelims fact. The PLI scheme aims to promote domestic manufacturing of solar PV modules. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but the fact that Renew Energy is investing 4,200 crore in a 6.5 gigawatt solar ingot wafer manufacturing facility is. The facility is expected to create over 2,100 jobs and will be commissioned within 24 months. The PLI scheme has a budget outlay of approximately 24,000 crore and aims to reduce India's dependence on imports of solar PV modules. Now, let us turn to the mains perspective. The question that can be asked is, India's solar manufacturing ambitions face a structural challenge in upstream dependency on China. Critically examine the role of the PLI scheme in building India's renewable energy manufacturing ecosystem is also a critical aspect of this topic. In conclusion, India's push for solar manufacturing is a significant step towards achieving its renewable energy targets, and the ReNew Energy Facility is a crucial component of this push. The country's goal of localizing its solar manufacturing capabilities is essential for reducing its dependence on imports and achieving energy security.